SBS Radio.
Đàn ông thay chi cùng họ mong ở trên festival, chúng ta chẳng có gì nào có trái hương này à, chúng ta có xã hội thì họ nói chuyện thế phật sáng để cho thế họ thì chúng mình nói họ không à mình chỉ quan mọi mình nhìn nhẹ để VMC mà do nhiều mua chẳng nọ họ ở Covid lấy bơ MP nó có sai thế mua để cho chuyến đi có sai thế có xã hội để cho nó xin được thế họ mua à activity xin được xin được.
Tôi chẳng đâu, đó có một question. Trong đó, bây giờ, tôi là bây giờ thảo thấy không quen hộ VMC, like Multi, Victoria Multicultural Commission, tôi là chứ. Tôi bây giờ còn hộ nó, bây giờ là thì bây try to keep on lưu identity alive to Australia, cái thua giả activity bây giờ là nó là bây giờ có thì bây mong muốn bây nhớ được tất cả Australia này có thì thầu tư thì lên trên nào thì mong nó có thì có mong nó chỉ cần là sẵn nó thì mong gì đó chỉ nó là nó thì chỉ bây giờ activity chỉ bây số số lúc bây giờ chỉ nhìn kia cho họ vision của nó nè. Thì sau này họ cái cô trong xe thì lấy cái mua cho representative thì cho local thì federal giờ thế là cô tua sai sai bây mong nó họ dùng để chạy được họ lấy cho lấy cô support bây thế nè thì bây cô ra thì còn cái con cứ opportunity còn lấy tua họ nói là có tua cặp bỏ thì bây mong nó bây mong gì mong cái gì là mong tua thì tua họ chỉ trong mà support thì bây tua thì tua thì cho bây giờ activity thì trong này chạy event mà nó thì invite cả lời tuần cho sai sẽ bé mong là dùng để chạm à.
Có phải mong là để chia hãy cho ý chọn cái mong sẽ đặt có sai mà nó là giờ cho chỉ tàu tua hả họ long cái chân lùn nó lại họ xả lịch trả thế có họ xả hai lịch trả
thôi. Có cái xả hai đó cho cái tiếng anh cha thế bây giờ mong sẽ đặt xả cả tiền. Đây là event là bây giờ này thì bây giờ là organization non-profit thì bây giờ là vừa rồi bây giờ mong số lần số tù cả bây giờ bây giờ bây mong nhớ rồi lúc tới cho Australia nó khi khóa của xác thì cả bây giờ mong cho lời cô tôi phát cháu thế tôi còn thế vì thế thì bây giờ cho lúc chẳng năng important state thế federal thế local nó tôi lấy tôi là chỉ bỏ bây giờ mong cái chống là thế rồi thì bây giờ xa thò lên ba là thì ở bây thò nhua nhà chị giờ thì bây giờ mong giờ bây giờ giờ là chị sợ tôi xích cổng chơi tôi chơi trong một kế là chị lừa tôi chơi là lừa thì ô bây giờ mong cô trong là thế giờ lừa cô xã tuần chi sửa đổi thế việc thì lấy cho politician lấy giờ thì lấy cho representation lấy xã tôi cho vô nữa chị giờ thì bây giờ lấy chị tuần để yếu chị tiêu chuẩn chị yếu chị vô trả lời thế nào chị hôm nay gặp bây giờ tôi thấy nào là bây giờ tôi integrate vào lưới society nó cho tôi hai năng thế bây giờ trong lưới bây giờ xin nó lưới event mà nó chỉ bây cũng mua lửa lửa ba lửa bờ cô tôi cổng cho bây thế trong lưới cho Vietnamese cho India cho Filipino cho là cô tôi cổng bây mà nó thế bây là bây cũng một cổng lưới thế thật sự là qua là lưới cô xin gặp bây một cổng thế cho bây một cổng bây giờ thế
nó có phòng lộ đất chỉ hai chỉ cái nhà mình chỉ tao thả cho nó có chuyện
đó. Quá trang tao có lúc xưa có chuyện tôi interview của mình nói thế cô sa thì ô lưu tài của hai đời cô sa cà phê cho mong sẽ được tôi support cái event này nó vì thì very important cho phê và phê và nhau tất cả nó có phê học đó luôn là hai năng phê chủ tao tôi chỉ còn tệ tôi đó luôn là hai năng là tôi không nói thế phê thì interview cho lớn cho lớn này ok thì quá trang tao nè
quá trang tao có chuyện đó.
My name is Carly Moore. I am the Deputy Mayor of Hume City Council. It's my great pleasure to be here tonight. It's a great cultural experience for me. Very happy to be here tonight.
Thank you very much. This is your first time to join Hmong community in this area?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, this is certainly my first event. Yeah.
All right. So how do you think about the community events like other communities? Have you joined other community before?
Well, it's one of the really exciting things about council, being on council, is that I get to get invited to events like this all the time. So although I haven't been to one of these before, I have been to some other cultural events, which has been really fun, really fun.
As you are deputy of mayor in Hume City Council,
yes.
What service and what new development projects for this area, especially the Hume area of
Melbourne? Yeah. So Hume is a very it's growing very, very quickly. So there's lots of opportunities for council to provide lots of services to people from a really diverse background. We are a very multicultural community, so there's lots of opportunities for council to connect with people from all different cultures and do our very best to provide the services that everybody needs. I think that English is certainly a very important skill for everybody living in Australia to have, but I think that our migrants have got a lot to offer. I would like to see them contributing to our community, but I would also like to see us supporting them any way that we can.
Respect for all the elders from the other communities that make up Australia, Victoria's rich, diverse community society, and keeping in mind elder does not mean older. So to all the elders and aunts out here, good evening, and all the other ones, and every other important guest here as well. The Victorian Multicultural Commission can be described in many ways. And officially, we are a conduit, a statutory authority set up by the Victorian government to act as a bridge between the multicultural communities and the government, so that we can help communicate the needs and the desires of the multicultural communities to make it known to the government, and also communicate back the government's policies on multicultural affairs back to the community. But in one way, one special way, is that the commission actually demonstrates a commitment on the part of the Victorian government of all persuasions, because this commission was set up more than 20 years ago, and it's been carried on by every government since then, and a commitment of Victoria's government, our government, to multiculturalism throughout our communities, which means that everyone, every Victorian, are equal, and we value everyone's contribution. And in fact, we also expect everyone to be proud of their culture as well, so that they can make a contribution. And I'm delighted, particularly here tonight, to witness the home community to not only to showcase their own culture, but also getting other communities to be involved to demonstrate their culture as well. And which this is a remarkable achievement on your part, and a remarkable commitment on your part to our victorious, diverse and inclusive communities. So thank you very much for inviting me, and congratulations, and I hope you continue this work year after year after year, so we can, in Victoria, we can all become richer of having you here among us. Thank you.
I'm Lisa Wu from SBS Radio Hong Kong.
Hi, nice meeting.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, it's all of our pleasure.
Yeah, Hmong Australian Festival.
Thank you.
Yeah, all this is your first time to join Hmong Australian.
Yes, this is our first time,
So how do you think about coming here?
Well, we at the outset, we'd like to thank you guys for giving us an opportunity to come and perform, and the love and the affection that we've got here, it's like, you know, overwhelming, and we feel all the love around here, and I hope we can put up a good show and you all are entertained with what we give you.
Okay, so what is your team going to do?
We are going to put up a fusion performance. It's a dance performance, and it's a fusion between Indian contemporary and one of the very traditional dance forms of India, which is Bharatanatyam. So we have a few experts in those dance forms. So we are going to put that up, and hopefully you all will like it and enjoy it.
Thank you very much. How do you feel about the first time that you joined?
Very excited. First time we join your community, and we love it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
That's very friendly.
Okay, thanks. So what is your team going to perform tonight?
We perform two items. Uh-huh. One item is, the first item is a Vietnamese traditional dance.
Yes.
We dance with Non La. And the second item is Japanese dance. Okay. But it got the Vietnamese lyric.
Nhưng mà Austin
nhưng
sẽ có thọ phía tour cycle
yeah mà
xong là nói tôi còn muốn ở trong festival này sáng tác sẽ
oh xong là cũng trong xe để cũng tôi lo thấy kiểu Australia thọ you know the first time thọ xuất thân nó chè cũng trong xe để yon gì chậm hong nhau hậu thấy kiểu nó theo cả của của dân già thế ở cụ chó ba hồ hip hop đồng là say thêm long.
I think just basically we just want to keep the Hmong identity alive in Australia, so we're happy to have Du here from the United States. But we also have a lot of cultural shows as well from other cultural organizations, so they're joining us tonight, so that's really really great as well.
Can you tell which community are they?
We have community organizations from the Filipino community, from the Vietnamese, in Indians and Lao, and obviously the Hmong as well.
Thank you very much.
Norris.
If you can hear me, say yeah.
Yeah!
If you're from Melbourne, make some noise.
Yeah!
Yo ko no bu je hai yo ko.
Yeah!
Alright. Yeah. I'm gonna be doing this in a bilingual. But,
Hờ cho, cho nẻ thế cho chí, cho nó cho ua. Thế cho tung sai thua phong như sở đờ nhỏ hổ tay chờ Australia nhỏ.
I honor the parents, the organizers, the leaders, the young men and young women, and all our friends that have joined us today here in Australia.
Cú rong xe tàu dì nè sở đờ hù nọ, ổn mò nọ.
Thank you, I'm happy to meet all of you today. My name is Tu Sai Kwa. I am from St. Paul, Minnesota, from the United States.
I was born in a refugee camp. My parents escaped from the Secret War, which is part of the Vietnam War, crossed the Mekong River, and we ended up in a city called Nong Cai. I was born in that refugee camp. We came to America, Syracuse, New York. I grew up there until I was 12, and then moved to the Twin Cities, to St. Paul. I collaborate with my grandmother. We're called Fresh Traditions. She does the traditional Hmong art form of poetry chanting called Gutsir. Her generation didn't have the opportunity to go to school. She was a farmer all her life. To learn her Gutsir, her poetry, she had to listen to it. She listened to these poems that were 5 to 10 minutes, memorizing stanza by stanza, because it was this oral tradition that's passed on from generation to generation. I was fascinated by how could she memorize these poems, because I'm used to like writing it down first and reading it and memorizing. Growing up, when I saw the OGs do it, what I mean by OGs is the older generation do it, I didn't feel connected to it. When I got a little older, I was like, yeah, it's spoken word, hip hop, and I'm speaking my poems, and my grandma's just speaking her poems too, except she's just doing it from her generation and her style. So she doesn't exactly replicate what was taught to her. She puts her own twist onto it. The other part of Gutsir is the freestyle aspect of it. So
So she freestyled her poetry too. So I was like, oh, my grandma's the MC of her generation. She wears the shapes, the sunglasses on stage, and she's real tight. She's just a superstar. Yeah.
This is our vision together through generations, us building bridges.
This is something that's important that she has. She's very talented, and a lot of the elders have these talents that don't get recognized.
This is for our future. This is for our survival of our culture. This is our vision. This is us, Fresh Traditions.
And then also for elders that might not understand what I do through hip hop and spoken word, they can see that I'm carrying my grandmother, and so they might not have all these like stereotypes and misconceptions. She accepts what I do as something that's an evolution of what she does too.
Hands bleed from bend down, travel in spirals and follow the sky flow, adapt to the pyro, survival, denial, demise. The high road hill tribe will never die. We will never die. We will never die. Like John Tell said, we are the orphans of time. Orphans of coffins endorsing the times. Orphans of coffins endorsing these rhymes. We are the orphans of time.
This is in Thailand. Just to let you know.
Go you hold that chair, tell you raw do, get we jacket, put all tight day on.
Who near the you hold the chair and blow the chair, same quam. Talk all yard of the chair and blow my go where it will mock a corn me more a baby, a jolly good mum, ya bay mum, ya tiam, you lot.
Tears felt from our own life years. We call this Gutsia. Bring it back. Divine dimensions of eternal stories. Piercing the thorns of our times, and yet drip down puddles of endless emotions on a cloth we call Bon Bao. Bring it back. Never had a country of our own, no place to call home. We come together for New Year's and soccer tournaments to create our own nation. The passion we have for our families, how we unite at times of devastation. It's sacred, you see, the sacrifices that were made so we can have a chance to make it. So we can even exist. Perseverance of our people through history has to be a mystery. Bring it back. I'll admit that my second tongue has been eclipsing my first since birth, or since first grade, and I've been slowly trying to get my language back. The fate of our culture depends on our future. Educating our youth to acknowledge and embrace their roots, support the cause, the struggle, the shining life force. Our cultures are immortal, generation after generation. Bring it back. Thank you. So this is just part of my journey I want to share. Okay, so I just want to explain a little bit about my purpose. Our music is heavy mental, inspire the instrumental, retire from the desire to light up my last pen. So, yo, shout out to all the poets up in the house. Shout out to all my people in the jungles of Laos. This tragedy, tragically, before us had to be recorded. Always wanted a country we could never afford it. It's my survival, we will never forfeit. The mind expands from the camp to Thailand, Syracuse and why, with a blink of an eye.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.